This is a journey. A journey through the deep space of my little mighty's mind. A stereophonic journey. To help you understand what it all means to be mankind. And let me just point out that if you think that life is a game, Mighty is the one with the enough blood. You have been warned. This is going out to those who were involved in the McCarthy years. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. This is a wicked tune, isn't it? Imagine yourself on a forbidden planet. You know the film from the 50s. Imagine that the head is free. Oh, there is no need to imagine it. Is there? Because the head was allowed to roam free in the 50s. In the US of A and the rest of the world. Wasn't it? And it destroyed the lives of many a good man. You were monsters then, weren't you? Admit it. You were uncontrollable and you even scared yourselves. So much so that you had to turn to drugs in the 60s. Just to dull the sickness you felt in your soul. But the most of those who were responsible are dead. And those who are not fear what awaits them. Should an afterlife exist? I cannot answer that question for you. But it is a possibility. That is if Brian Brain is real. Which he is not for me. He is just a fictional character. This is a journey. A journey through the deep space of my little mighty's mind. A stereophonic journey. To help you understand what it all means to be mankind. And let me just point out that if you think that life is a game, Mighty is the one with the enough blood. You have been warned. The other monsters were those who allowed the testing of nuclear bombs. Ignorance is not a defense for such things. It was clear, even when I was a child, that these tests were monstrous. They were designed to frighten the people of the world. Or maybe some thought it might wake the gods. Who knows and who cares? This is a journey. A journey through the deep space of my little mighty's mind. A stereophonic journey. To help you understand what it all means to be mankind. And let me just point out that if you think that life is a game, Mighty is the one with the enough blood. You have been warned. At college, my physics tutor told me of how monstrous some scientists were. She told me of how they used X-ray machines to measure children's feet. Just to save time in the shoe fitting process. How can those responsible for such crimes go unpunished? Killing a generation off without a second thought. Through greed and ignorance of their own fragility. And the fragility of their own offspring. This is a journey. A journey through the deep space of my little mighty's mind. A stereophonic journey. To help you understand what it all means to be mankind. And let me just point out that if you think that life is a game, Mighty is the one with the enough blood. You have been warned. Why were the nuclear bombs exploded in the islands of paradise? To me that says that the people who planned them were sick. So sick in their heads that they should really have been shot dead. On the spot, as soon as they suggested it. Even now I find it difficult to hold down my breakfast. with just a thought of how sick they were. And you wonder why so many people suffer from mental illness. This is a journey. A journey through the deep space of my little whitey's mind. A stereophonic journey. To help you understand what it all means to be mankind. And let me just point out that if you think that life is a game, Mighty is the one with the on-off button. You have been warned. And the chemists were no better. Greed and poison ran through their blood. They sought to control the world through selling its people drugs. Or by encouraging them to use dangerous chemicals to grow food. And now they want us to believe that GM crops are good. You really must think that you were born yesterday. This is a journey. A journey through the deep space of my little whitey's mind. A stereophonic journey. To help you understand what it all means to be mankind. And let me just point out that if you think that life is a game, Mighty is the one with the on-off button. You have been warned. My chemistry teacher was in the oil industry. And he told me of how a colleague was found dead. After he had discovered the problems with mixing petrol with lead. Now we all know that lead and petrol can cause disease. But I have to ask you, how many good men died for the sake of your sleaze? So I say to the people of the world, if you trust these madmen to do the right thing, then I am sorry for you. And if you cannot learn to control the id, then you all deserve to die. Peace. I am out of here. Word up. This is a journey. A journey through the deep space of my little monkey's mind. A stereophonic journey. To help you understand what it all means to be mankind. And let me just point out that if you think that life is a game, Mighty is the one with the on-off button. You have been warned. This is a journey through the deep space of my little whitey's mind, a stereophonic journey, to help you understand what it all means to be mankind, and let me just point out that if you think that life is a game, Mighty is the one with the on-off button, you have been warned. This is a journey. A journey through the deep space of my little whitey's mind. A stereophonic journey. To help you understand what it all means to be mankind. And let me just point out that if you think that life is a game, Mighty is the one with the on-off button. You have been warned. I'm is a journey. A journey through the deep space of my little monkey's mind. A stereophonic journey. To help you understand what it all means to be mankind. And let me just point out that if you think that life is a game, Monkey is the one with the on-off button. You have been warned.